a special guest on the phone with me, Jimmy Dean Coffey. How are you, Jimmy Dean?
I'm wonderful, Sheila. How are you? I've also got my son Cody here with us.
Oh, hey, Cody. What's up?
Hey, Sheila. How are you?
I'm great. Good to hear from both of you. Well, we'll just get right to it. This coronavirus, the COVID-19 pandemic, has changed all of our worlds quite a bit over the past, whatever, 4 or 5 months. I don't even know. I've lost track of time. But especially changed things for the kids in our community. No graduations, no proms, things like that. A big hit to our agricultural community, our 4-H kids, no Monroe County Fair, and a lot of surrounding fairs were not able to have their livestock shows as well. And so, and in fact, as we speak, the Monroe County 4-H Swine Club is having their virtual cyber show right now as we speak. So that leads us to another huge major event that takes place during the week of fair that really kind of helps these kids either put money back into their livestock for their next year's project, or a lot of them put it into a college fund to help their higher education once they graduate. And we're talking about that 4-H livestock auction, which will not be able to take place this year live. But there is still going to be a livestock auction. So Jimmy Dean and Cody, I'll let you take it up from there and explain to us how this is going to work this year.
You bet, Sheila. Thanks. And wow, what a disappointment for kids, youth all across the country. You know, you think about their basketball, their baseball, their football, everything's in just an uproar. But this is our opportunity as citizens of Monroe County and reaching out to help tomorrow's leaders. And 4-H has been that for all of us. And Sheila, as you know, I was a 4-H member here in Monroe County. My daughter was a 4-H tenure member, and you know, 4-H is a big, big deal in our community. And everyone has the opportunity to help these 4-H kids. If you'll go to our website, you can bid online to help these kids. Now let's don't get confused, because we're not actually selling animals.
That's right.
We're only selling the premium, and a premium auction is something that happens all over the country with FFAs and 4-Hs every year. But this year, ours is online. Just go to UnitedCountryIN.com. That's UnitedCountryIN.com, and go to our auctions tab, and you can go to the 4-H auction, the Monroe County 4-H Premium Livestock Auction. And there's several kids on there that you can bid on, and you're going to bid on them just as if you were sitting in the room the day of the auction, just like we've always seen it out there at the fair.
Right.
And you're just going to bid on them. And you're going to have the bragging rights. You're going to have the marketing rights to say, hey, I sponsored Billy Bob. I sponsored Betty Joe. And you're gonna have those opportunities and that write-off. And more important, you're gonna help give that kid a boost, like you said, Sheila, either going into college or to get next year's animal started. And we're teaching these kids business trade.
Absolutely.
And that's what it is.
And hard work and responsibility. 4-H is a great organization, and it really does cultivate great leaders for tomorrow. So to be clear, you're not buying, like you said, you're not buying the animal that these 4-Hers would have shown. We can't do that this year. You're also not buying the 4-Her. Let's be clear about that. You don't think you're going to have to take a kid home either, but you're really are just supporting the hard work, the effort of these 4-H kids in their project, in their livestock project. So really not a whole lot different than you would have done if you were sitting at the live auction. However, the difference is, and now here's where it comes in, Jimmy Dean, where people are going to have to be self-motivated. They're not going to have the auctioneers pointing fingers at them and trying to get them to bid and keep the bid going. So you're going to have to self-motivate and continue to go back to that auction site and make sure you're the high bidder. Go through there, bid some other kids up so that their high bidder is coming back and bidding them up. This is going to take a little self-responsibility, a self-motivation from all of us to try to get these bids up to help these kids out.
That's right. That's right, Sheila. And it's easy. It really is easy. And once you register and bid on one of these kids, if you get outbid, that thing will notify you.
Nice.
And you never know. That auctioneer, i.e. Jimmy Dean or Cody, we may be giving you a phone call saying, hey, you're outbid.
So. I hope so.
That's right. That's what we're in it for the kids. That's what this is all about.
For sure. And so if you're a local business owner who typically does come out to that livestock auction there at the Monroe County Fair, first and foremost, thank you for all of your years of support. And we want to just ask you to support again this year, as you always would have. It is going to look different, but the support is still as important as it has been in years past.
And one thing, Sheila, to mention, that the bidding is open right now, so you can bid as soon as we get off the air. You can jump on and start bidding. That bidding will start to end on Wednesday, July the 29th, and I believe it starts ending at 9 o'clock that evening. So you'll be able to watch it on your phone. You'll be able to watch it on your tablet or your computer or your laptop, whatever you use. Just get on there and bid. But Wednesday night, you've got to have all your bids in by Wednesday night.
All right. So we're asking you, if you have supported this in the past, you know what it's all about, you know how important it is. This year it's even more important because we're not going to have the bodies live at the auction. Business owners who have supported before, we encourage you to reach out to other business owners and say, hey, you know, if you did never come to the livestock auction because it was in the middle of the week, a hot night at the Monroe County Fair, this is the auction for you. Show up online and go ahead and bid. This is your opportunity this year to, you can't use that as an excuse this year, right? You can bid right from the comfort of your own home.
Right. No heat, no, you know.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful environment.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly right. All right, Jimmy Dean, fire off that that website one more time so that the folks can find it again.
That's UnitedCountryIN.com. UnitedCountryIN.com. Go to the auction tab. Click over onto the Monroe County 4-H Premium Livestock Auction. And help us support Monroe County kids.
It's so important. And one more thing before I let you go. If you are listening and you want to support one of the kids and you don't really maybe necessarily have a lot of your own money to spend, the high bidder can only be one person. So you can't go in like a GoFundMe situation. One person has to be the high bidder. But you could go and reach out to other people, get them to pitch in with you. You end up being the high bidder, and then the money all funnels through you. You can do it that way as well. We just need one high bidder. We don't care how you get to your amount.
Or Sheila, I'm going to go ahead and offer this invitation. Call myself or Cody. If you have any problem with that, I can hook you up. I can get a hold of some other bidders that maybe want to collaborate with, throw their money together.
Nice.
Or if they're having trouble with the bidding platform or getting on. But my number, Jimmy Dean Coffee, 812-360-6005.
All right. Very good. Jimmy Dean, Cody, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for all you're doing for our local 4-H livestock showmen and showwomen. This is definitely a different avenue to get to that same end result, but it's a great one, a great opportunity, and a great option for not only the kids, but for the bidders as well. So we encourage you to log on to UnitedCountryIN.com, go to that auction tab and click on the link for the Monroe County Livestock Auction, the premium auction, and that begins to end on Wednesday night around 9 p.m.
Sounds good.
All right, Cody, Jimmy Dean, thank you for all you do for the kids in our community.
Thanks, Sheila.
All right, thank you so much. All right, we're also going to have this as a podcast, so we will be putting the podcast link on our websites, our social media pages, and that way you can share that with all the people in your lives too, and we'll try to get this blown up here before Wednesday to help these kids out. All right, stick around. I've got more of today's Best Country coming up after this on Hoosier Country 105.